In 1970, the artist Robert Smithson ventured to Utah to see the red waters of the north arm of the Great Salt Lake. He found a site called Rosal Point in the middle of a land where the remnants of the deep history of the world interacted with the ruins of recent human endeavors. Dinosaur fossils near abandoned oil rigs, a dead primordial sea near the Golden Spike Monument.
North of the Lucerne Cutoff, the water is a red or pink color due to algae in the brine.
Though he tended to work outside of museums, he was obsessed with them, particularly the American Museum of Natural History in New York, where, as he put it, the caveman and the spaceman may be seen under one roof. In this museum, all nature is stuffed and interchangeable. Here at Rosal Point, Smithson had found a museum of his own interests. He hired a local construction crew to bring front loaders, bulldozers, and dump trucks to the site and filmed them as they pushed 6,650 tons of basalt, limestone, and dirt into the water. They made a spiral 1,500 feet long. A spiral has many, sometimes contradictory, symbolic meanings. It has represented both sun and moon, both creative and destructive forces. Smithson's 35-minute quasi-documentary on the spiral jetty begins with images of the sun's surface and ends with a voiceover description of sunstroke.
In more severe cases, there may be intense headache, aversion to light, vomiting, and delirium. The skin is dry, the pulse is rapid.
Almost immediately after his return to New York, the waters of the lake rose and covered his creation. Salt Lake City Smithson scholar Hikmet Lowe visited the jetty this summer on the occasion of its recent reemergence.
I'd been out there twice before to actually try to find the jetty and hadn't seen it either time because it's been underwater most of the time since 1970. When it's reemerged, though, in the last couple months, the area is just transformed. It's just a really incredibly beautiful time of year where the shoreline itself is frothy white from all of the crystals of the salt, and it almost looks foamy in a sort of a way. So the water around the shore is pink, and then these mounds and mounds of what you can see of the spiral jetty that are peeking out from underwater that are pure white and crystallized. So it's really quite an otherworldly experience to be out there right now.
Robert Hobbs is an art historian and the primary author of the book Robert Smithson Sculpture.
Each time that the water level has fallen, this mythic piece reappears and people get excited again. So I think that's very much in the nature of the initial piece that Smithson was planning.
Did Smithson build the jetty knowing that it would disappear? Robert Hobbs notes that Smithson's library included reference works showing the lake was at a historic low point.
What I think he wanted to do was to replace the presentness of the great earthwork with an absence, its disappearance. It became mythic by its absence. So I think the rising levels of the water worked to his great advantage.
Near the very beginning of Smithson's film, we see an image of pages drifting down the side of a New Jersey quarry. It's a Borgesian image of entropy, the evolutionary tendency ordered systems have toward disorder.
The Earth's history seems at times like a story recorded in a book, each page of which is torn into small pieces.
Smithson was fascinated with systems that break down, and certainly the spiral jetty itself represents a fragmentary state of something the artist intended. So that when we go there, we see the ruin of the spiral jetty, and it is a spectacular ruin indeed.
I don't think spiral jetty was conceived as a symbol of entropy, no.
The artist Nancy Holt is Smithson's widow and executor.
He recognized the fact that it could be submerged. He was concerned about that and thought that he should build it up a little higher so that it would have more of a chance to be out of the water more. He wanted it to be substantial, you know, and be present.
S- Smithson traded many of his early artworks to the two galleries which had funded the jetty so that he could gain ownership of the work. But he died in an airplane crash in 1973, leaving the jetty in its original state. Nancy Holt gave the jetty to Dia Center for the Arts 25 years later in 1999. She hoped she could at last fulfill Smithson's late wishes for the earthwork. Lynn Cook is the curator of Dia Center for the Arts.
Well, it would be a question of restoring and preserving for the long term. And if that means adding additional material, we would certainly make research into that and see what was possible. But that's a restoration and a preservation project in a way and depends on funding. The goal is not to keep it above water all the time. The goal is to have this intermittent flux that Smithson thought he was achieving when he first made it.
But Hobbs wonders about the challenges of interfering with a work that's now 32 years old.
I think the whole idea of restoration and reconstruction is very problematic. And when people have tried to reconstruct or restore things, oftentimes, and very strangely, they take on the temper of the period in which they were reconstructed.
Compared with some conservation and restoration problems, it's less difficult in that the artist was very aware of how he wanted it preserved and provided a great deal of information about how he made it. It's not too late.
Let's look at the argument in a different way. Any number of people go to the Southwest to see grand ruins. They go to see Anasazi sites. And there is certainly no attempt to go back and rebuild an Anasazi site, although there were in the past, oftentimes. And that is a mode of thinking that's been criticized. So I would think that we need to be extremely cautious in thinking about going back and restoring, in quotes, or changing one of the major earthworks.
I don't think we're really going to undertake to build another jetty on top of this. It simply would be to restore it to the vision he had of it. It's hard for me to imagine that simply allowing the thing to fall apart was ever really in his mind.
For Studio 360, I'm Eric Fredrickson.
You can see pictures of Spiral Jetty on our website at studio360.org.